So we mentioned the NFL draft just a couple of days away. Norm's going to be a part of the draft coverage. He's in for Junior today. Bob Sturm, David Moore, Donovan, and Matt will be a part of this. It's going to be great. David Newberry, Corby, it's always fun to listen to you guys. And we've had a couple of other draft experts on over the last couple of weeks. I know there's kind of a rivalry between you and this guy, but he wanted to come on and give us his traditional mock draft, maybe go pick for pick with you for the first three or so, and then what the Cowboys are going to do. I just want you to be civil to him, Norm, okay? I know you guys have a past, but let's just get along here and talk NFL draft, okay?
It's Ribby, isn't it?
It's Ribby Paltz, who joins us from New Jersey. Good morning, Ribby.
Giorgio, how you doing there?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I can't believe you have that damn Norm Hitchcock on.
I can't believe he has that damn Ribby on.
I tell you what, I'm very upset you're having my competitor Norm Hitchcock on the talk draft when I'm only a phone call to prison away, Giorgio. What are you doing?
We like hearing from a lot of people about the NFL draft. People have different perspectives.
Look, Norm and I have been rivals since about the 1960s. We are both known as the original OGs of the draft.
That is true.
Long before the Mel Kuypers and Kuyper. The Dane Brugglers, and we were the guys. We were the go-tos.
That's right.
But Ribby and what's his name?
Norm.
Norm. Norm and I had a big falling out over the big player man, and everybody knows that story. We don't need to go over it, and well, everybody knows the player I'm talking about.
I don't know that story. What player man?
Ross Verba.
Oh.
Ross Verba. Norm didn't think that Ross Verba was going to go on the NFL draft. I told him that he was. I was right. Norm was wrong. And we fell out over Ross Verba.
You know, Ribby, when we both started doing this, when people looked at your first four or five drafts, that's where the term mock draft came in.
Ooh. I don't know what that means, Norm, and I won't dignify with a response.
Okay, that's good. We're just going to go back and forth here. Let's go through the first few picks. Ribby, you want to tell us who's at the top of your board?
I want to know, George, who Norm has as the number one pick.
Oh, you want Norm to go first. Okay, Norm, who you got going first? That's pretty obvious, right?
Yes, the shortstop, Fernando Mendoza.
Okay, that's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard. All right, Fernando Mendoza has completely fallen off my board. He will not go in the first seven rounds.
He won't even be drafted?
He will not be drafted. He will be an undrafted. He'll be pretty good in the NFL, but he will not be drafted.
So he's going to sign as a free agent, a rookie.
Sign as a free agent. You are correct, Giorgio. You okay. And I agree on this one.
Okay, I'm not saying I agree with
that. Okay, now, at the number one pick, there is clearly only one.
Who's that?
Of the most superior players in this NFL draft have.
Okay.
And my inside sources tell me that the Raiders have only one player on their board, and it is none other than the previously mentioned in your program, Ephesians Prysock.
I don't even think he's in the first five rounds, is he?
No, he's a good player, man, who is a constant CB from the great state of Washington, but he will be drafted. Hey, look, every young kid in the great state of Washington has one name on their lips, and that is Ephesians Prysock.
So that's who the Raiders take.
Every kid there wants to grow up to be an Ephesians Prysock.
Where do you have him going, Norm?
Well, just like his position in the Bible, pretty far back.
Kids, along with the Raiders, love Ephesians. I suck at Gert's potential. And they love his straight-line speed and rushing the linebackers. And they will become a better Raider after they move one of their players from defense to offense. And they get a quarterback in Ephesians Prysock and turn him into a quarterback named Ephesians Prysock.
So he also has a position change for Ephesians Prysock. Okay, so number two, Norm, who do you have the Jets taking?
I have them taking Arvell Reese from Ohio State.
All the mock drafts seem to have that. What do you have, Ruby?
What a bunch of cow dung that has passed through the digestive tract of a pig.
Who do you have going there?
At the number two, the Jets trade down so that the Cardinals can move up a spot.
Okay.
And the Cardinals need to address one position and one position only, and that is the fact that on their entire current roster, they do not have one person who goes by the name of DeMonte Capehart.
DeMonte Capehart.
DeMonte Capehart is the Clemson man from college football, so they draft him. He's a DP senior from the University of Clemson State A&M. DeMonte Capehart. His nipple-to-taint ratio is off the charts. He's perfect for tackling fellow defensive linemen, and he is an excellent when it comes to the time-honored sport of football. That is what's going
to
happen.
Arizona trades up to take him. Where's he on your board, Norm?
He's a draftable player.
Okay.
I agree.
But not number two overall. No,
probably not number two overall.
Okay.
Maybe
okay,
number.
Well,
maybe
spoken there. Okay. Maybe, good. Yeah.
Maybe number two in the fifth round.
Okay. Maybe that's what Ribby was thinking. Okay. Let's get one more of the top three. So, who do you have at number three, Norm?
David Bailey. Won't you please come home?
Texas Tech.
Yes.
Okay. That shows that Norm's big schnoz has been upside his own backside doing all his thinking for the past 20 years, because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know, Ribby. That seems to be a pretty popular pick.
Now, at the number three, the Jets, which traded down.
Down with Arizona, yep.
Yeah, the Jets from the New York, they are concerned that they are going to be in the draft. and so they decide to take a player man in response to being in the draft.
Okay.
And that player man is none other than Demetrius Crownover from Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Your home state, Giorgio.
That's right.
Texas A&M. He is an overtime senior.
Offensive tackle?
I don't know. It just says OT. I assume that means overtime, that he specialized in overtime.
Okay. I don't think that means he specializes in extra time in a game.
Yes, he does. And the Jets are expecting a lot of overtime games, so that's why they take
Demetrius
Crownover.
Where's he on your board, Norm?
Let's just say I'm still looking.
Man, you guys just can't agree on anything.
No.
Okay, how about this?
No, wait. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
Not bad, Ribby.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Finally, Norm's got some sense.
Other than Mendoza starting for the Berlin Aerials next year, the two guys you picked, Capehart and Crownover?
Yeah.
Ribby.
They're good player, man.
They can play a little bit, Ribby. You're getting better at this.
Okay. All right, number 12, Norm.
Number 12. We got to get to the Cowboys picks. Quickly, the Cowboys at number 12. Who do you have, Norm?
I have a prayer that someone slips to them.
Okay, who?
Bain.
Okay. Reuben Bain. Who you got there, Ribby?
The Cowboys pass.
Okay.
The Cowboys do not want to pick at number 12. It's too much pressure.
Well, Ribby, that's the one thing the Cowboys could do last year is pass.
Okay, love sports jokes.
What about number 20? If they pass at 12, what do they do at 20?
Yeah, come on, Norm.
I have my fingers crossed for the Oregon safety, Thieneman.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know about Seaman, Norm, but...
No, listen, Thieneman.
The
no.
Cowboys at Thieneman. Number 20 will team up with themselves to address the football need that the star has of football, and that they take the one, and the only man that they take is Davison Imbignosen.
Oh, that's
from Ohio State. He's a CB. He's a senior. And then they take him, and then they package him with Brandon Aubrey, and then they trade them both to the Commanders for Jay Sean Barham, the Michigan man who's into edging. And then the Commanders trade Aubrey and Davison and Vignosen for the number one overall, and none other than Ephesians Prysock. He's got excellent scrotal potential. His knee-to-shoulder ratio is on par with his sternum-to-ankle posterior. You need to be happy in Dallas, Texas, because you have the number one pick overall, and it is Ephesians Prysock.
All right, Ribby. Well, thanks for confusing us, and thanks for the picks. And
yeah. I had that Norm Hitchkiss on him again, you hear me?
Yeah, we're never going to do this again,
get
I promise.
Ribby, calm down and go read Ephesians.
He's gone.